Nutrition and Supplements for Macular Degeneration. Track 1, Introduction. Welcome to the Macular Disease Foundation Australia's audio presentation on nutrition and supplements for macular degeneration. This presentation is current as at January 2014. Please use this presentation in conjunction with the Foundation's series of audio guides on macular disease and low vision. All audio materials are available free of charge from the Foundation as a CD. They can also be downloaded from the Foundation's website. The audio presentation comprises 9 tracks. Track 1, Introduction. Track 2, Introduction to Nutrition for Eye Health. Track 3, Eating for Eye Health. Track 4, The Nutrient Content of Foods. Track 5, Frequently Asked Questions about Nutrition for Eye Health. Track 6, Supplements for Macular Health. Track 7, ARIDS 2 Supplements. Track 8, The Foundation's Eating for Eye Health Cookbook. And Track 9, Conclusion. For CD listeners, you can move to the next track at any time by selecting the Next Track button on your player. Track 2, Introduction to Nutrition for Eye Health. Nutrition plays an important role in optimizing macular health and reducing the risk of macular degeneration. Eating a healthy, well-balanced diet, which includes eye health foods, is good for overall well-being as well as eye health. For some people, an appropriate supplement may also be an important consideration. Adopting some simple practices as a normal part of your diet can help reduce the risk of macular degeneration, whether or not you have been diagnosed with the disease. Here are the key eye health practices to adopt. 1. Eat a healthy, well-balanced diet. 2. Eat dark green leafy vegetables and fresh fruit daily. 3. Eat fish 2 to 3 times a week. 4. Choose a low glycemic index or low GI carbohydrates instead of high GI. Number 5. Eat a handful of nuts a week. And 6. Limit the intake of fats and oils. And 7. Keep a healthy lifestyle, maintain a healthy weight and exercise regularly. 8. Consider taking a suitable supplement in consultation with your doctor. Track 3, Eating for Eye Health. A diet rich in lutein and zeaxanthin and omega-3 is important for good macular health. If your diet is lacking in the nutrients, you might consider taking a supplement. Lutein and zeaxanthin are particularly important nutrients for the macula and are present in high concentrations in a healthy macula. Lutein and zeaxanthin are found in particularly high levels in dark green leafy vegetables such as kale, spinach, and silver beet. They are also important in a range of other vegetables such as peas, pumpkin, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, corn and beans. Omega-3 fatty acids are important to eye health. All fish and shellfish contain omega-3s, but higher concentrations are found in oily varieties of fish such as salmon, mackerel, anchovies, trout, herring, and sardines, and tuna to a lesser degree. Eat fish or seafood 2 to 3 times per week, either fresh, frozen, or tinned. Your diet should also include a range of other nutrients that will help support good macular health. These nutrients include zinc. Sources include oysters, seafood, nuts, and legumes. Vitamin E, found in nuts and whole grains. Vitamin C, found in citrus fruit, berries, and tomatoes. And selenium, found in nuts, particularly Brazil nuts. Choosing low glycemic index, low GI carbohydrates can also have a positive impact on macular health. The glycemic index is a ranking of carbohydrates on a scale of 1 to 100 according to how much they raise blood sugar after eating. There is now good evidence that those who eat a higher proportion of carbohydrates with a low glycemic index, or GI, compared to a higher GI, have a lower risk of developing macular degeneration. Carbohydrates with a high GI are digested rapidly and produce a large and rapid rise in blood sugar. Low GI carbohydrates are digested more slowly, giving a more gradual but longer release of energy. Low GI foods include most fruit and vegetables, whole grain cereals, and whole grain breads and legumes. Glycemic index only applies to carbohydrates, so protein and dairy, such as meat, fish, eggs, and cheese, do not have a glycemic index. People who have low GI diets tend to have less heart disease, lower cholesterol, less obesity, less diabetes, and also less macular degeneration. It is important to remember that any changes in diet or lifestyle, including the taking of supplements, should be undertaken in consultation with your doctor. Track 4, the nutrient content of foods. It is important to understand the nutrient content of foods when eating for eye health. Firstly, let us look at the nutrients zeaxanthin and lutein. The recommended daily intake for zeaxanthin is 6 milligrams, and although there is no standard daily intake for lutein, 6 milligrams is also considered acceptable. However, you will find that a cup or 65 grams of kale contains 11.9 milligrams of lutein zeaxanthin, and that half a cup, or around 90 grams of cooked spinach, contains 10.2 milligrams. Now let's look at omega-3. The recommended daily intake of omega-3 is between 0.9 and 1.6 grams and can be easily achieved by eating 100 grams of salmon, which contains 1.8 grams of omega-3. This can be either fresh or canned salmon. The recommended daily intake for vitamin C is 45 milligrams, which can be achieved by eating one medium orange, which has 69 milligrams of vitamin C, or alternatively, a quarter of a cup of capsicum has 47 milligrams. To reach the recommended daily intake of 7 to 10 milligrams of vitamin E, you can eat 20 almonds at 30 grams, which contains around 7.8 milligrams of vitamin E. With zinc, the recommended daily intake is 8 to 14 milligrams. Now finally, selenium. The recommended daily intake is measured in a unit called micrograms. You need 60 to 70 micrograms daily, and by eating just 2 8-gram Brazil nuts, you will get 80 micrograms of selenium. The recommended daily intake quoted is from the National Health and Medical Research Council. The recommended daily intake refers to the amount of a specific nutrient, vitamins, minerals, energy, or protein considered adequate to meet the nutritional requirements of healthy people. The recommended daily intake was formulated as a way to help prevent nutritional deficiency diseases in healthy people And it should be remembered that the recommended daily intake does not address the extraordinary needs of people who smoke, suffer from ill health, or are on medication. Track 5. Frequently asked questions about nutrition for eye health. Following are the answers to some commonly asked questions. Is there a need to be careful with leafy greens and certain medications? Yes. Most of the best natural sources of lutein, including kale, spinach, silver beet, Brussels sprouts and broccoli, also contain high levels of vitamin K. Vitamin K can interfere with the function of some medications, including the blood thinner warfarin. That is why it is important to speak to your doctor before making changes to your diet, especially for those on warfarin. If enough lutein cannot be obtained from a natural diet, then a lutein supplement should be considered. Are carrots the best food for eyes? No. Carrots are a good source of vitamin A, which is important for general health. However, they are not the best eye food that the popular myth suggests. Choose dark green leafy vegetables as the main eye health vegetable and eat carrots in moderation as part of a balanced and varied diet. Which nuts should be eaten? A handful of nuts each week, or a few nuts each day, is a good addition to any balanced diet. Choose raw, unsalted nuts and mix a selection such as almonds, walnuts, Brazil nuts, pine nuts, pecans and pistachios. Consider crushing nuts to sprinkle over food. What about seeds? Seeds such as flax seeds, linseeds, are often recommended by nutritionists for their high essential fatty acid content. However, their relationship to macular degeneration has not been studied. I heard margarine is bad for your eyes. Is this true? Limiting the intake of fats and oils is recommended as part of a general healthy approach to diet. In Australia, doctors disagree about the role of margarine and oils in relation to macular degeneration. However, recent research shows that those who consume 1 tablespoon of olive oil per day are less likely to develop late-stage age-related macular degeneration. More research is required in the area of fats and oils and macular degeneration. What about alcohol? As part of a healthy diet, excessive consumption of alcohol should be avoided, and no more than 2 standard drinks per day is recommended. Track 6. Supplements for macular health. Supplements are vitamins, minerals, or other substances taken in tablet form. The use of supplements for macular health are broadly divided into 2 areas. 1. Supplementing the diet, and 2. The AREDS2-based supplements. This track will look at supplementing the diet, and the next track, track 6, will discuss the AREDS2 supplements. If dietary intake of nutrients, particularly eye health nutrients, is inadequate, a supplement may be considered. This can be appropriate whether or not you have been diagnosed with macular degeneration. It is important to speak to a healthcare professional about the most appropriate supplement for your individual needs. The 2 key eye health dietary supplements are lutein and omega-3. Lutein is a particularly important antioxidant for eye health. If you are over 50 or have a family history of age-related macular degeneration and are not eating sufficient dark green leafy vegetables, a lutein supplement may be appropriate. A daily lutein intake of 6 to 10 milligram from a supplement is generally considered adequate. Regarding omega-3, there is a substantial body of evidence supporting the consumption of actual fish, 2 to 3 serves per week, to reduce the risk of age-related macular degeneration. If you eat adequate fish, current evidence shows that a fish oil supplement provides no additional benefit. If you do not eat 2 to 3 serves of fish per week, a fish oil supplement may, on balance, be worth consideration. However, there is a lack of evidence from large randomized trials to confirm this. As fish oil may also be beneficial for other medical conditions, you should discuss this with your doctor. The Foundation is conscious that there can be confusion around supplements, and there are certainly many products that make inaccurate claims about their benefits. Let's just look at two supplements that commonly cause confusion. Firstly, bilberry. Although bilberry is a useful antioxidant, there is no specific evidence that it reduces the risk of macular degeneration or slows its progression. And how about saffron? Again, there is currently no evidence that shows saffron reduces the risk of macular degeneration or slows its progression. The Foundation, through its newsletters and website, will always provide updates on any new research with regard to supplements. So make sure that you, your family, and your friends are registered with the Macular Disease Foundation Australia to receive our regular newsletter. Track 7, ARIDS 2 Supplements. People who have been diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration should consider taking a supplement based on the Age-Related Eye Disease Studies, or ARIDS for short. The Age-Related Eye Disease Studies are the only studies for which there is good long-term evidence for the benefits of high-dose nutrients for people diagnosed with the age-related macular degeneration. The original ARIDS study showed that a supplement based on a specific formula of zinc and antioxidants slowed the progression of AMD, or age-related macular degeneration. For people in the intermediate stage of AMD in one or both eyes, or in the late stage in one eye, the ARIDS formula reduced the risk of progression of the disease by 20 to 25% and delayed vision loss. The ARIDS study showed that the formula had no effect on those with no AMD, nor on those with only very early signs of AMD, for example, a few small drusen, nor for those with advanced disease in both eyes. In May 2013, the ARIDS researchers announced the results of their follow-up study, ARIDS 2. Their recommendation was the continued use of the original ARIDS formulation, but with beta-carotene removed, to be replaced by lutein and zeaxanthin. So what is the ARIDS 2 formula? The ARIDS 2 formula as a daily dose is zinc as zinc oxide, 80 milligrams, vitamin C, 500 milligrams, vitamin E, 400 IU, copper as cupric oxide, 2 milligram, lutein, 10 milligram, and zeaxanthin, 2 milligram. There are a number of supplements available reflecting the ARIDS 2 formula. Check the label and ensure the product contains the correct ingredients in the correct ratio from the ARIDS 2 study. If you are unsure about whether a product complies with the ARIDS 2 formula and ratio, please call the foundation to discuss. Due to current regulations, the label on the product will typically say take one tablet per day or as professionally prescribed. However, typically more than one tablet is required to get the ARIDS 2 dose, so please consult your doctor. Just a note that it is impractical to obtain the level of ARIDS 2 nutrients through diet alone. For example, to get the same quantity of zinc, you would need to eat around 135 grams of oysters each day. An important note of caution, however. There are reasons to be cautious in using high-dose vitamins and minerals. The foundation warns against self-prescribing supplements. They can interfere with medications and other nutrients, so it is important to consult your doctor. Remember, supplements are not a cure for macular degeneration. The ARIDS study showed that taking the ARIDS formula may reduce the risk of progression. It does not stop or reverse damage caused by the disease. Track 8, the Foundation's Eating for Eye Health Cookbook. The Foundation's Eating for Eye Health Cookbook, co-authored by Foundation patron Ita Buttrose, shows how to include eye health-friendly foods in your diet. It features over 80 delicious recipes for every meal. Ita Buttrose says, "There are some wonderful recipes for cooking and serving vegetables, fruit and fish, and once you get the hang of eating this way, you will discover how delicious and satisfying it is." The cookbook is available in both print and audio, and it makes a wonderful present. You can order from the Foundation by phoning 1-800-111-709, 1-800-111-709. Track 9, Conclusion. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation on nutrition and supplements for macular degeneration. It is one in a series of audio presentations available from the Macular Disease Foundation Australia. Also available in this audio series are presentations on A Guide to Low Vision Aids and Technology, Avoiding Slips, Trips and Falls, and Assisting Family, Friends and Carers of People with Low Vision. There are also audio guides on a range of macular diseases. The Foundation produces an annual research update, translated publications, and a quarterly newsletter that are also available in audio format. All audio guides and written publications are available for download from the Foundation's website, www.mdfoundation.com.au, or can be ordered as a CD free of charge by calling the Foundation on 1-800-111-709, 1-800-111-709. The audio guide is a free service provided by the Macular Disease Foundation Australia. The foundation is a national charity that relies upon donations and the generous support of the community to provide services and fund its programs, including its investment in research. Disclaimer: this publication presents information on ARIDS to promote understanding and reduce the incidence and impact of age-related macular degeneration. This information does not constitute individual prescription advice on what dose a person should take. You should discuss the ARIDS 2 dose with your doctor. Macular Disease Foundation Australia cannot be liable for any error or omission in this presentation or for damages arising from its supply, performance or use, and makes no warranty of any kind, either expressed or implied, in relation to this presentation.